Welcome to the Wellbeing Scriptures for today. Our motivation in this podcast is to be wealthy, healthy, and wise, based on God's Word, which gives life to our mortal bodies.
Wellbeing Scriptures for today, we're reading from the Message Translation, MSG. Health Scriptures, Isaiah 41:10. Don't panic, I'm with you. There's no need to fear, for I'm your God. I'll give you strength, I will help you. I'll hold you steady, keep a firm grip on you. Jeremiah 30:17. As for you, I will come with healing, curing the incurable, because they all give up on you and dismissed you as hopeless. That's good for nothing, Zion. Exodus 15:26. That's the place where God set up rules and procedures. That's where he started testing them. God said, if you listen obediently to how God tells you to live in his presence, obeying his commandments and keeping all his laws, then I won't strike you with all the diseases that I inflicted on the Egyptians. I am God, your healer. Hebrews 13:8. For Jesus doesn't change. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, he's always totally himself. Psalm 103:1-5. O my soul, bless God from head to toe. I will bless his holy name. O my soul, bless God. Don't forget a single blessing. He forgives your sins, everyone. He heals your diseases, everyone. He redeems you from hell, saves your life. He crowns you with love and mercy. A paradise crown. He wraps you in goodness, beauty eternal. He renews your youth. You are always young in his presence. Psalm 107:20. Then you call out to God in your desperate condition. He got you out in the nick of time. He spoke the word that healed you, that pulled you back from the brink of death. 1 Peter 2:24. They called him every name in the book. He said nothing back. He suffered in silence, content to let God set things right. He used his servant body to carry our sins to the cross so we could be rid of sin, free to live the right way. His wounds become your healing. James 5:16. Make this your common practice. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you can live together, whole and healed. The prayer of a person living right with God is something powerful to be reckoned with. World Scriptures. Psalm 115:1-6. Trust the helper. Trust the ruler. You who fear God, trust in God. Trust your helper, trust your ruler. O God, remember us and bless us. Bless the families of Israel and Aaron. And let God bless all who fear God. Bless the small, bless the great. O, let God enlarge your families, giving growth to you, growth to your children. May you be blessed by God who made heaven and earth. Heaven of heavens is for God, but he puts us in charge of the earth. Proverbs 11:25. The one who blesses others is abundantly blessed. Those who help others are helped. Proverbs 10:4. Sloth makes you poor. Diligence brings wealth. Isaiah 45:2-3. I will go ahead of you, clearing and paving the road. I will break down bronze city gates, smash padlocks, kick down barred entrances. I will lead you to buried treasures, secret catches of valuables, confirmations that it is, in fact, I, God, the God of Israel, who calls you by name. Jeremiah 17:7-8. But blessed is the man who trusts me, God, the woman who sticks with God. They are like trees replanted in Eden, putting down roots near the rivers. Never a worry through the hottest of summers. never dropping a leaf, serene and calm through droughts, bearing fruit every season. Ephesians 4:28. Did you use to make ends meet by stealing? Well, no more. Get an honest job so that you can help others who cannot work. Jeremiah 17:7-8. But blessed is the man who trusts me, God. Luke 6:37-38. Don't pick on people, jump on their failures, criticize their faults, unless, of course, you won't want the same treatment. Don't condemn those who are down. That hardness can boomerang. Be easy on people. You'll find life a lot easier. Give away your life. You'll find life giving back. But not merely giving back. Giving back with bonus and blessing. Giving, not getting, is the way. Generosity begets generosity. Other well-being scriptures. 1 Chronicles 28:8-9. And now, in this public place, all Israel looking on and God listening in, as God's people, obey and study every last one of the commandments of your God, so that you can make the most of living in this good land and pass it on intact to your children, ensuring a good future. And you, Solomon, my son, get to know well your father's God, serving with a whole heart and eager mind, for God examines every heart and sees through every motive. If you seek him, he will make sure you find him. But if you abandon him, he will leave you for good. Look sharp now. God has chosen you to build his holy house. Be brave, determined, and do it. Psalm 3:3. But you, God, showed me on all sides. You ground my feet and lift my head high. With all my might, I shout to God. His answers thunder from the holy. Psalm 1:1-3. How well God must like you. You don't walk in the ruts of those blinders bats. You don't stand with the good for nothings. You don't take your seat among the know-it-alls. Instead, you thrill to God's word. You chew on scripture day and night. You are a tree replanted in Eden, bearing fresh fruit every month, never dropping a leaf, always in blossom. Psalm 34:10. Young lions and the proud get hungry, but God's seekers are full of God. Isaiah 1:18-20. Come, sit down. Let's talk this out. This is God's message. If your sins are blood red, they will be snow white. If they are red like crimson, they will be like wool. If you will willingly obey, you will feast like kings. And if you're willful and stubborn, you will die like dogs. That's right. God says so.
Thank you for your time today. See you again tomorrow on Well-Being Scriptures for today. A blessing.